Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It is Fans of the Pro, Mike and Mike. Mike Haas, Mike Dettillier with you until 6 o'clock tonight here at the Rouse's 2900 Veterans Boulevard. And it is Atlanta weekend. Atlanta Hawks and the Pelicans tomorrow. But Sunday, it is the Falcons and the Saints. Not where either team wants to be. 3-7, 2-8. Atlanta, a five-game losing skid. And when you think back as we bring on to the show, it's just, Mike, you take it. I don't want to mess it up.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, been covering the Falcons for a long time. D. We both in the same boat at this stage of the game, covering teams in the area. Great to have you on again. And what a wild ride this year has been for the Falcons, and that high expectations for this team before the season started. That maybe, just maybe, they could catch the Buccaneers. That ain't going to happen. I can see it in them. That Berlin trip to me looked like maybe the final straw.
Yeah, no question about it, Mike and Micah. Thanks for having me tonight. That was, they had the lead late, lost it to the Colts, gave up 244 yards, and they fought with the Panthers the next week, but same thing, got the lead late and gave it up. That's just a sign of a team that's not ready to play winning football yet.
The crazy thing is, okay, the Saints had played the Panthers. Bryce, he couldn't buy yardage to throw. I mean, he was all over the board against the Saints. And then he throws for 444 yards. You stop the run. That was the good part about it. But Young had an absolutely terrific game against the Falcons.
Yeah, no doubt. Once he figured out they were down to their fourth and fifth cornerbacks, he went and attacked those guys. He went after Natron Means with the rookie and was able to go after Natron Brooks, backup corner. And, they were able to get some stuff working and career high 448 for Bryce Young. No question about it.
Man, tell us a little bit about the two rooks. Because there was a lot of hype coming in about James Pierce. Not about his talent. Man, I watched him enough at Tennessee. Man, he could play. Now, he didn't pass the Dale Carnegie test for some teams, and he didn't get along with some guys at University of Tennessee. But, man, having watched him, I think he's pieced together a really good rookie year along with Xavier Watts at safety, and then certainly Jalen Walker, the first-round pick cornerback from Georgia.
Yeah, no doubt. They paired those two guys together, and we're hoping they could help with the pass rush. It was strange to me that the Falcons made a big deal of it, that they went and talked to James' mother, basically saying, hey, James, don't embarrass us. and so he's been a good citizen here, good rookie class, we're bonding together with him and Jalen Walker, and it's showing on the football field. Same with Xavier Watts. He doesn't say much, but he knows what to do, and I believe he's got three interceptions on the season.
Man, he's really, really played well. Has it been feast or famine, D? Because when you look at it, they one of the top teams in rushing the quarterback. They do a fantastic job getting after him. But then they give up a huge play also, too. And that, if you live by the sword, you die by it, too, in this league. And that's been an Achilles heel for them defensively. And teams have been able to run against them. And I think in the start of the season, I remember us talking about it, you felt that was a major concern back then, and it still is today.
Yeah, and what's happening is, you know, they're coming out, they're fighting, but they're wearing down because the offense isn't helping them much. I mean, they were 0-for-8 on third downs in Berlin. And then in that four games before, the three before, it was 8-for-40. It was like 20%. So your defense is out there a lot. You're going to get wore down. That's certainly what happened with Jonathan Taylor getting the 244. But then, you know, they had coverage issues the next week. So, you know, good teams, those areas don't just keep popping up all over the place. You know, once you get one fire out, something else pops up. So that means your talent level's not up to all the way NFL standard. Your depth's not there.
We always talk about Bijan Robinson, and he's an upper-level player. In the first five games, he looked like he was the best running back in the NFL, other than Jonathan Taylor. And it's not been as well the maybe say the final few weeks that we've seen play. But one guy's been a pain in the butt to the Saints, and that's Tyler Allgeier. I did the numbers. In the five games he's played against the Saints, he's had 52 carries for 346 yards. That means an average of 6.7 yards a carry against the Saints. So, man, listen, I ain't reinventing the wheel here. Bijan and Tyler Allgeier have to be the keys for Atlanta to beat the Saints.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Mike, especially given that Drake London will be out and your top target is Kyle Pitts now because Darnell Mooney hasn't done much. But, yeah, you certainly want to run the ball. You got Kirk Cousins back. He hasn't started in a couple weeks. And, you know, he wants to, you know, play action and play some under center and throw off of the run. So, yeah, a heavy dose of Bijan and Allgeier would certainly be in order for the Atlanta Falcons.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And beyond Pitts, which is probably, I mean, because it goes, London was your top receiver, Pitts was your second, Robinson your third. Is it Darnell Mooney? Does he get, you know, obviously somebody's got to step up in that wide receiver group, or is it just going to be kind of Pitts and Bijan Robinson? Because Bijan's caught 47 passes as well, so it's not like he's just doing it, you know, running the football, but, man, between them, they've got a ton of touchdowns.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, the Falcons are hoping that Mooney and Cousins can have a good connection. They were good working together last year. He had 67 catches for 992 and 5 touchdowns with Kirk throwing to him mostly. He hadn't made the adjustment to Penix. He's dropping a lot of balls. You know, he throws a harder ball. And he was battling some injury. So, you know, Mooney's a candidate. But, yeah, as far as how it's going this year, definitely Bijan has got his own plays in the passing game, and he's a check down guy. So he's getting a lot of action from Penix.
Kirk Cousins, and for some people a certain age, they won't understand this reference, but he looks like he's playing in a telephone booth most of the time, okay? He ain't going a lot east-west. He's stuck right there in the middle. He hasn't been the same from a movement standpoint since the Achilles injury. And I would think for the Saints, the thing would be to try to stack things up inside, take away his launch pad, and get him moving. Because if he, you know, if you let him throw the football now, I think he can still be effective. The thing about it is, not everybody's going to let him throw off that launch pad. They're going to try to get him off of there.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. And, you know, like I said, when he can read it at least, he'll know what's coming. And he'll know where his hot routes are. So that's the one think about the Cagey veteran if you do decide to do it, you know, with more than four people. But, yeah, you mostly want to win with four. You got, you know, I guess Granderson's got a lot of sacks, and Cam Jordan seems to always enjoy playing against the Falcons. So, yeah, certainly they'll definitely try to light up that pocket there for Kirk Cousins.
And got to believe the same thing, you know, if you were in defensive, you know, the Falcons defensive coordinator's room, you know, they I think they blitz something like 44% of the time anyway, but coming at Tyler Shuck, and, you know, this is his first start in the Superdome, coming off that big win at Carolina and had the bye week to kind of get ready. But, man, I just got to believe. And you guys are kind of banged up defensively. Zach Harrison's out. Josh Woods out. Billy Bowman out. And still probably, I would think, Leonard Floyd out. Though I think you are going to get Divine Diablo to the active roster. But, I mean, it's no surprise. It's just a question of how well the Saints do in picking up the Atlanta blitz that we know is coming.
Oh yeah, third down for sure. But we brought that up to the DC here, Jeff Ulbrich, about a young quarterback. He said, "Well, his greatest friend to the young quarterback is the run game." So they expect the Saints to try to power the ball down their throats first, and then, you know, if they don't, then they'll have some pass rush opportunities against Tyler. But you know, the way they played the run this year, that makes sense to be worried about defending Kamara on the run, you know, who everybody knows around here. So, but yeah, there'll be certainly some blitzes and some looks for Tyler when he drops back the pass, and especially on third down.
T, how much more patience will Arthur Blank have with this regime? Because he got a lot more patience than I do, because I think it's about done. If he'd have made a decision to get, he would have done it by now. Your thoughts on where this franchise goes next? Because I think they had built up to this year where they felt they could make a run. That's why you make that trade for James Pierce. Just hasn't worked.
Yeah, and you know, they got 6-7 games left. You know, they gotta go 6-1 to stop the streak of 7 straight losing seasons. You know, that top franchise record if they have 8 straight losing seasons, which looks like that's coming. But yeah, the owners gotta you know, look at it like, hey, is it time to do a full reboot, or have you seen enough to continue on with this group as it's currently constituted? He might think he can keep the coach and start with a new GM, or he might think he can't keep flopping out the coach and quarterbacks. You know, they made some mistakes. They didn't work out. Like they didn't get Deshaun Watson, which, you know, they might, you know, that might be okay. But that's who they wanted after Matt Ryan, and they botched the whole transition away from Matt Ryan and or down at the bottom of the league now because of some of those decisions. So the owner's going to definitely take a look at that.
I'm curious as to, from an Atlanta standpoint, you know, Saints ain't doing well, 2-8 and 3-7. It's a big rivalry game. But you have to almost look down the road a little bit for the Falcons. You guys still got to go play the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, the team that you made the trade with for Pierce, you got to play those guys. And it's like at some point, you're not even – you can't tank. All you're doing is giving the Rams a better pick.
Yeah, no doubt about it, because you thought you were going to playoffs and thought that was going to be a later on pick. But, you know, they got the Rams, Seattle, and the Bucks. You know, those are the three tough games, that, you know, quote-unquote tough games, you know. And then the Saints twice, the Jets, and I don't remember the other one right now. I mean, 3-4, you know, that's a possibility. That's not going to do you much. You're going to be 6-10 at that point, 6-11. So, yeah, it's a bleak season. A lot's gone wrong. The quarterback's hurt. You thought he was the future. You thought you were going to playoffs. Now you're just trying to stay out of last place.
We know the feeling.
We got a seat right next for you, D, because we in that same boat.
Look forward to it. Hey, we appreciate your time very much so. It is D. Orlando Ledbetter from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, the Falcons beat writer at D. Orlando AJC. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, D.
Thank you, Mike and Mike. Have a great one. Happy Thanksgiving.
All righty.
You bet, buddy.
Same to you, buddy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.